How's everyone this morning? Great. How's everyone this morning? Great. Are you actually excited to be here? Sounds like everybody's sleepy this morning. I know it's kind of miserable out. It's a little chilly and wet. But, you know, we're here in the presence of the Lord. God's got good things. Before I get too far into things, there's a silver Volkswagen in the yard. Anybody own a silver Volkswagen? I shouldn't point you out, but lights are on. If anybody knows who has that silver Volkswagen, your lights are on. Well, how many people this morning have ever been involved in a shaking? Well, you're probably going to say, what do you mean? Well, I felt the Lord has led something, has kind of put me into something and laid it on my heart. And I titled a message this morning, When Everything is Shaken, Stand. When everything is shaken, stand. Now, I was just thinking about shaking and not a whole lot of shaking going on. By shaking, probably you guys have done a little of that shaking, a whole lot of shaking. But lots of times in life, there's things that shake in the natural, and I don't know if anybody here has ever been in an earthquake. I have, even in Canada. But it shakes, you know. I was thinking of different things that shake. When I was a kid, we picked apples for this old guy, and he had hardening of the arteries. And I don't know if you know some of the effects, but sometimes his mind would not be clear. Well, that's what they called it years ago. I don't know what to call it today. But his mind wouldn't be clear, and he would tell my brother and I, he would lecture us on the good days about picking these apples perfectly, twisting them and pulling up and placing them in these big bins so they wouldn't get bruised. But on the days he was off, he would tell us to shake the trees and pick them up off the ground. Then the next day, he'd give us a hard time because they were starting to bruise. Well, shaking is what I'm going to talk about in the first part of my message. I remember, too, when we were building the parking lot out here, we were running the compactor, and it would shake the pictures off the houses in the area here. It would shake us all day. You'd go home, and you'd still be laying in bed, and you'd be vibrating. And there's a few guys here that run the shaker. I know John did, and you just kind of feel it the next day. But I want to talk about when everything is shaken to stand. And before we get going, I'm just going to read a scripture and pray as we get into the message. But in Isaiah, it says, So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Let me read that again. I don't think you got that. Just to tail end. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when he comes in and begins to shake everything in your life, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That should be shouting words to Christians. Not just to Christians, to anybody. It should be something that we get excited about. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence we feel here this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray that these words would be life, they would be health to people, they would change their hearts, their minds, their spirits. Lord, I pray they'll grow through everything that comes out of this message this morning. Lord, I pray I'll grow. Lord, I just pray that you'll do miracles this morning. You'll answer questions, you'll meet needs, you'll break chains in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 We probably all have gone through times in life when shakenings occurred in our life. And I want to talk a little bit this morning about Job and the shaking that took place in his life and the testing of his faith. And when we go through times in life when there's a shaking, it always tries our faith. It always tests us. It always determines who we are, it seems. It determines where we land. And I love the book of Job because I could preach probably a message out of that every week and it'd be different. But I just want to walk us through for a few minutes the shaking that took place in Job, the testing of his life. And then I want to give us some points for our life, how to stand through these times, how to step forward in these times, how to endure these times, how to strengthen our faith and our commitment to the Lord. And I don't know how many people know about Job's life, but Job was a godly man. And I'm going to paraphrase most of this because I'm going to go through about three chapters of his life. But Job was a very godly man, the Bible says. And he feared God and he shunned evil. He was a godly man. And he had seven sons and three daughters. And he was a wealthy man, very wealthy. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 donkeys, and a large number of servants. Now, just to take care of 5,000 sheep, and I know from being a farmer, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, I'm telling you, there's a lot of work there. There's a lot of servants that have to do a lot of things. And he was very blessed. He was wealthy. He prayed for his kids. He offered sacrifice for them on behalf of anything they might have done. And one day, Satan came to God and was looking to tempt Job. I'm paraphrasing everything. And I just got to read you one part because it stuck out to me. Satan answered the Lord. God had said to him, "Where are you? Where were you?" And he said, "I've been roaming through the earth, going back and forth." And then when I heard that roaming back and forth, I went right immediately to 1 Peter 5 and 8 that says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking to whom he may devour." You know, the enemy is looking to attack us today. He is looking to shake our world, to see what we're made of, to see whether we can withstand the storms of life. He wants to shake us so that we'll veer from our Savior. He wants to cause us to fall. He doesn't want us to finish the race. He doesn't want us to join God in heaven. He's out to destroy. And as I read on, God said, "Okay, that's fine. You know, you can do everything, but you can't touch Job." And so one day Job was sitting around. You ever been just sitting around and everything hit you? Doing things right, and things hit you from all areas? He was woke up one morning and he was sitting around and probably was overseeing his large farm, if we could say it that way, his operation. And one of his servants came to him and said, "You know, all your animals are gone. They've raided, they've killed your servants. Everything's been stripped away. And then later that day, another servant comes in and says, your sons and your daughter that were all in a house having dinner together, they're all killed. They're all gone. What do you do when everything hits you like that? How do you respond? Has anybody here ever been in a situation like that in their life where everything hits them? I believe this message is for somebody today. I believe this is for people that the enemy would try to shake their life and discourage them and try to pull them down. What do you do? You know, I thought back through my life, the different times in my life that things were shaken. And I thought about when I was a kid. I say a kid, I was a teenager going to Bible college. And on the way home from Bible college, my professor that taught us homiletics was killed on the way home. That life was shaken, that family. It shook me to my very core. I thought about my youth group when I used to be a youth pastor 20 years ago almost. And we had this young girl that was, her and her brother were real close to us. And she was 18 years old and she started to go to college. She lived in our area. And she was on her way to school one day. And she didn't make the turn. And she was killed. What do you do when tragedy strikes? That day, my wife was in the hospital with our youngest child. And they were trying to get her stabilized for E. coli. I've been there where things hit you from all sides in my life. This just seemed to be a real message to me lately. A few weeks ago, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about my life. I get a new truck. Somebody runs in the front of me. A few days later, we rent this house and the landlord said, sorry, you're going to have to move out. Before Christmas is what they had told us. You get sick. Your friends and your family betray you. Your hot water tank quits. You get a huge bill for insurance on your house in the East Coast. Your lawnmower, you go out to start it, and it always starts and it doesn't start. Your wife comes to church and drops her daughter off and then gets hit by somebody. I'm telling you, real life circumstances that happen to us as Christians. What do you do when you go through those things? Job went through much worse than what I went through. What do you do when everything's shaken? He went out, shaved his head, and tore his clothes. And he said, naked I came in the world, naked I leave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you bless the Lord when everything is going wrong in your life? It seems like. Can you exalt his name when things seem to go bad? When you get news from the doctor that the report says cancer, or you get a call from the bank and says, I'm going to foreclose on your house. Can you bless the Lord through all things? Can you bless the Lord in your worship? Can you worship him? Where is your salvation and your faith founded on? Is it founded just on me? It seems like in our society we have this me attitude that it's about me and everybody should look after me and, you know, we should be given all this stuff. And we have this, it seems like an entitlement attitude. But when you take everything away, can you still worship him? If we stripped the whole band away in the worship, and there was just one person worshiping, could you still worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? Or is it all about the music? Can you worship him when things don't go your way? When everything's shaken? That's the time to worship the Lord. That's the time to lift your hands and say, I worship you, Lord. It doesn't matter what's happening around me. My hope, my faith is not in my circumstances. His wife even wanted him to curse God, but he wouldn't. It seems the enemy likes to attack us even when we're at our lowest point. It's almost like a predator. A predator attacks the weakest in the pack. You ever notice that? Maybe you're not into wildlife shows or hunting or things like that. But you'll find that the bear or the cougar or the coyotes or the wolves, they'll look in the pack and they'll pick the weakest deer or the weakest animal that they can to prey on. The enemy's like that. At your weakest moment, guard yourself, because he'll come after you. But we know as we go on in this, through all these things, and when he was at his low point and lost everything, and he said he wouldn't, you know, he blessed the Lord, what happened next? Satan plagues him with sickness, and he had sores all over his body. That's what I'm talking about. He'll try to hit you when you're down. I have great respect for Joel. Somebody that can withstand all that. Sometimes we think our problems are rough. You know, my lawnmower wouldn't start. That's not too rough. We can fix it or go get another one, right? Sometimes they all add up and they frustrate you. Cars can get fixed. But he lost his family. He lost his wealth. He was plagued with sickness. I'll tell you the end of the story in a few minutes. But when we go through these times of trials, when we go through the testings in our life, I wrote down a few things that we should do. And this is real for me because I feel like I've been going through some trials, to be honest. The preacher is no different than the people in the pews, in the seats. We all go through trials. We all go through things. And sometimes it's best that we go through them so we can feel your hurts and feel your pains. But in Corinthians, it says, watch and stand fast in faith. Be brave, be strong. When everything's shaken, stand strong. Stand. Just stand. It says stand fast in your faith. So I just wrote down a few things that were real to me just recently that helped me through some of these challenges and these faith fights that we go through. And my first point was to turn to God in prayer. Sometimes we just don't turn to God in prayer. We look at the circumstance, we look at what's going on around us, we look at the trouble, and we just don't turn to God. And if we turn to God in prayer, things change. And in Isaiah, Hezekiah was about to die when he got the bad news. And it says that he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. He turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. And at the end of that verse, it says he wept bitterly. When we turn our face to the Lord, we turn our face and we begin to pray through the hardships and through the trials. If we'll fall on our knees and cry out to God, sometimes it's in tears because we're in pain or we feel things. But God hears our prayers. He feels our pain, our infirmities. He's our heavenly Father, the one that loves us and cares for us. And when my kids are in pain, I care for them. I cry for them. My grandson, probably some of you have heard, this is another little strike this week. My son was supposed to come and he checked he said my grandson wasn't feeling well, and he took him to the hospital the night before. And his sugar, he's 2.5 years old, was at 33. And they immediately began to put fluids in him, and they immediately took him to a larger hospital by ambulance 2 hours away. I cried. I got down on my knees, and I prayed to God. I said, God, your hand's on my life. Your hand's on my kid's life. Your hand's on my grandkids. And I began to cry and pray for my grandson. When we'll turn our face to the wall and cry out to God from our heart, our God will answer our prayers. Our God will answer our prayers, folks. This is real stuff we're talking about. This isn't playing church. This isn't showing up for a little flowery feel-good thing. Turn to prayer. I did number two. I went to the Word. Take the Word and put it in your heart. The Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. If we delight ourselves in the Lord and meditate in His law day and night, it says in Psalms, He'll make a way for us. It says to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take that when you are in a situation when everything is shaken. Take the Word. Number three, I said, don't allow your emotions to dictate your future. You can become emotional in these situations. Don't let your emotions stand on the Word. It says, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. These are just simple one-line principles with a scripture that I applied in my life and I have over the years. Number five is stand when everything is going wrong. When everything's going wrong, don't throw the towel in. Stand. It says, watch in Corinthians. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Stand fast in your faith. It says in Ephesians, put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. There's times that we just need to stand. You know, we probably preach against being stubborn different times. But this is a time that it's okay to be stubborn. Be stubborn. Tell the enemy, I'm going to dig my heels in and you're not going to push me over. Be stubborn. Tell the enemy, you're not going to have any dominion over my life. It doesn't matter what the report says. It doesn't matter how it looks in the natural. It only matters what God says and what his word says. Because he's the powerful one. Don't let the devil bully you. Sometimes us as Christians will allow the devil to bully us and push us around and manipulate us and get us down. But don't let the bully on the playground come and push you around. Don't let him come into your house. Don't let him come into your job. Don't let him come into the church. When the devil comes around like a bully, that's the time that you fight back. I know my dad told me to do that. And maybe that's the wrong thing some people think from the pulpit. But my dad told me when I was on the playground, if somebody's bullying you, he said, hit them back. And my mom and dad were pretty godly people. And I've told my son that before too. Don't take it from the bully. Stick your fist right up in his face. Most of the time he'll run just like a scared little rabbit. Because that's what they are, spineless. All there is just a mouthpiece. Fight. I said, fight the good fight of faith so you can endure to the end. Just a couple key things to fight with. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Your weapons are strong today. You're mighty in God. If God be for you, who can be against you? It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. He'll work all things together for good for them that love the Lord. We know that scripture as Pastor Ken's favorite scripture. But our weapons are mighty. And in Matthew it says, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Your weapons are mighty. You can bind the enemy where he's at. You can break the chains we sang about this morning because of the power of God that lives in every one of you. We have the greater one in the inside of us. You have the name of Jesus to use. Sometimes you just have to use his name. It says in Philippians, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue confess that he is Lord. Sometimes you just, when you're alone praying, you just have to say in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I don't allow that sickness to have prevalence in that person. I don't allow this financial strike against me to keep me down in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that and I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. That's how you do it, folks. Your weapons. And you can use the blood of Jesus. I use that lots. My mother taught me to pray that way. She would pray over us every day. Cover us with the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and that God's hand of protection. And there's times I just plead the blood of Jesus to put that hedge round about my family, round about my household, round about my finances, round about my home, round about my church. Round about you people. These are just simple tools to fight back. Don't give up this morning. Just before we get closed, just before I close, this message was coming to me and I was thinking about standing and I was thinking about God's goodness and how he gets us through, and a song came to me and it's called Waymaker. And I'm just going to read you just a line or two of it. I won't read it all, but It's been going over in my mind the last 2 weeks. It says Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. He made us some promises he's going to keep. He's the miracle worker in your life. He's the light in darkness, the Bible says. And this song says, my God, that is who you are. Can you say that? That is who you are. And then it goes on to say, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when you're in the midst of the storms of your life and you're being rocked around, he's never stopped working for you. He's still there. He's still working on your behalf. He's still going to restore things. And Job's life, everything had been taken away from him. But at the end of his life, God gave him back double what he lost. There's double coming for us. If you're going through a trial today, if you're going through a storm, if you're going through a shakening, I want you to know double's coming for your trouble. If you will just hang on and put your feet down on the Word of God and stand, double's coming. He's going to bless us. He's going to make a way. The Waymaker is going to make a way because he's a miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. He's the light in darkness. My God, who you are. Let's all stand. Let's just bow our heads for a minute. We're going to go to prayer. If you're here this morning, and as every head's bowed and every eye's closed, if you're here this morning and you're just going through a shakening in your life, we want to pray with you this morning. If you're here and you said, you know, that message spoke to me today, just lift your hand. Yeah, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us. It's just normal life living on this earth that things come along. Let's just pray. If you also feel like you need special prayer, you can come to the front and we can pray for you again too. But I'm just going to pray a corporate prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you'll raise up a standard for us. And in the name of Jesus, we push back this morning on the attacks of the enemy, of the shakenings that are taking place in our life. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every work of Satan that would try to work against us, would try to discourage us, would try to work against our finances, would try to work against our minds or our marriages or our children. And in the name of Jesus, we drive that back. Right now in the name of Jesus, and we allow your spirit to come in. Lord, we put on the spirit, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Right now in the name of Jesus, we worship you no matter what's going on. We shout and proclaim your name this morning, that you are above of all things and that you're greater than all things in our life. In the name of Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift the name of Jesus on high. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We give you praise this morning. And Lord, meet every need in this house. You're a powerful God. You never give up on us. 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 We give you praise this morning. In the name of Jesus. I think it would be fitting before we close this morning that we just take a minute or two and just worship him. We do like Job did. We bless the name of the Lord. Despite, I'm going to say, if you're going through a hardship, if you're going through a rock this morning, take a couple more minutes and lift your hands and just worship Him. Praise Him for who He is, your Lord and Savior. Father, we thank You that You're our Savior. We worship You this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we bless Your name. Great is Your name and greatly to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. We thank You for Your power. We thank You for Your grace. Lord, if it wasn't for You, we would be nothing. Lord, we thank You that You're our Creator. We thank You that You sent Your Son for us. We thank You that You shed Your blood for our sins. We thank You that You saved us, Lord, from all our unrighteousness, Lord. We bless You. We bless You. We exalt You. We exalt You. We love You this morning. We thank You.